right here.
My brain. See, that's the cool thing. The cool thing about ADD and ADHD is that your brain goes a million miles a minute. So nothing is too intense.
And you know, I always say the fascinating thing for me is about the curiosity. Because if you're curious about something, like, you will want to find out and you'll go down the path to find out instantly. Like, oh, let's find out. Where when you don't have ADHD, you're like, yeah, I wonder about that. Oh, well, anyway.
Welcome, everybody. My name is Jenny Friedman. I'm an ADHD coach and the host of the show. Yeah, we need a lot more people talking about ADHD because it's invisible. If you had a pair of glasses that can make you see the invisible, what would ADHD look like? If you're wondering right now where your glasses are, you're probably in the right place. This show has a mission. Demystify and destigmatize ADHD once and for all. Stuff isn't rocket science, people.
So welcome to the show. Today I have with me Candace Kinlaw.
Thank you for having me.
Hi. You are a member of my Facebook group.
Yes.
And that's how we've met.
Yes.
And so I'm also a big Twitter person. And yes. I saw you on Twitter. Yes, you did your first Periscope. So I asked you to be on the show today. Because, you know, this whole social media platform, getting your messages out there, her first Periscope had to do with a book you've read.
Yes.
Which I thought was really engaging. And I did end up listening to the whole thing.
Aww.
And I saw you get all the hearts.
I was trying to not get nervous, but that live thing, it really does something to you. Being live, it really does something. There's no... No take backs, no do-overs.
You did brilliant, though, because while you're talking, there's feedback in your face. Like, there's
literally
popping up, there's names popping up.
Yeah.
And I thought you did really well managing
that.
I don't know how.
You have to acknowledge people, too, so they don't feel like you're being rude and, you know, like, it was a lot.
Yeah, and you had to keep talking.
Like, I was nervous.
No, that didn't come off. Really, you didn't seem nervous to me.
I mean, talking so slow, I was so like, oh my gosh. I tried to like breathe. I had to like tell myself, Candace, breathe. Like, don't, like, you have everybody watching you. Breathe. Please breathe. Like,
oh well, yeah. If you could tell us a little bit, because I think that this is maybe, I know that you also blog.
Yes. I want to help women.
Right. I was going to say that your call to, I don't want to call it a call to action, but like your passion seems to be helping women.
I wanted to help women. So far, I haven't got much engagement. I've had people say they read it and that they like it, but no comments up there. You know, something, because I ask people, you know, what do you think that I can put up there that'll, you know, help people? Is there something that I shouldn't have put up there? Is there something that... is there something that I could add to it? Is there anything that you want me to talk about? And, you know, they tell me, but, you know, I think it's great. And I'm like, are they just being nice? Do they not want to hurt my feelings?
Helping me. Help me. Tell me.
Please.
Something. I hear that.
Yeah.
So, well, okay. So we'll talk about that in a minute. But if I could take you back to the Periscope.
Yes.
For just a minute. Tell, if you would, just share a little bit. You don't have to do the whole thing over again, the whole presentation. But like, if you would talk a little bit about that book, because I think that was a very powerful message you were sharing.
It was more powerful when I went over it off camera. The book is, I'm not sure if you ever heard of Gavin DeBecker. Gavin DeBecker is an actual... He's like in the investigative field, and he's also with a law firm. He is pretty much a lot of everything. He is also an author. So Gavin DeBecker talks about fear because people, they get so scared of things that can't really hurt them. Like, so one of his examples that I talked about on Periscope, and I will be talking about in my blog, was the idea of people getting scared of things like sharks and, you know, lightning striking them. Like, you know, media tells us what to be afraid of. And Gavin says the way that you avoid getting killed by a shark is to stay out of the water. So, you know, it's slim to none, you know, but like some things that we should be afraid of, as an example that he used to God, and I hope that my ADHD does not kick in. I'm trying to stay focused.
You're doing great.
That's what happened yesterday. I kept getting off track. So as an example, Gavin says there was a woman. She was standing in an elevator and the woman got to a floor and a guy came to the elevator and he was going to get in. Now, as women, we don't want to come off as mean, rude, stuck up. We don't want to come off as something, you know, a cliche like, oh, she's so snobby. So her gut told her to stay in. Well, I'm sorry. The gut told her that something wasn't right about the guy, but to not seem mean, should she stay in the elevator or should she go with her gut feeling? And he talks about your intuition and your gut feeling saving your life. There was another girl that she was carrying her bags of groceries and she thought it was pretty strange that the door was left open. And she went forward because she's like, oh, they're always leaving the door open. But today it was okay because I have all these bags to carry. One of her bags ripped open when she was on about the third or fourth flight of stairs, and some cans of cat food fell down the stairs. And she heard a voice, and it sounded polite, but her gut feeling, her intuition told her that it was something wrong about it. So I'm getting nervous.
I'm on the edge of my seat.
Oh, gosh. So she heard a voice of a man she's never heard before. She's never heard this gentleman's voice before. He says, I got it. And she's like, what, you know, who is that? I don't know him. So when he finally got to the same level that she was on, it was this peaceful looking guy. And he says to her, he manipulates her. He gets into her mind. He makes her feel like, you know, if he doesn't help me, I'm going to be like snobby or stuck up or rude. So he tries to reassure her. He says, let me help you with these. And she's like, no, I got it. He says to her, you know, there is such a thing as being too proud. So she says, oh gosh. So he tricked her right there. That was the first time. So she says, I know, but you know, I got it. You know, I'm okay. I only have like another flight or two to go. So he took her bags, even as she, you know, gripped them tightly. He took her bags anyway. And he says, we've got a hungry cat up there. So he makes it personal. He made it personal with her. He says to her that, you know, we've got a hungry cat. You don't know this man. Like, this is not your cat, you know? So she says, all right, you know what? I'll just loosen up. I don't want to seem mean. I don't want him to think I'm rude, you know? So she ignored the gut feeling that stayed with her, even to the very point they got to her room. So they got to her her apartment door, and she stopped at the door. She wouldn't open it, and she says to him, thank you, but I have it from here. He says, come on, you know, we can be like the old school movies. You can leave the door open. I'll leave the cans of cat food on the table and then I'll be out of your hair. And she said, okay. She opened the door and he didn't keep his promise. This is something that I didn't talk about yesterday and I should have, but my nervousness kicked in. So he closed the door. He rapes her. He beats her.
Okay.
He gets her, you know, after he's finished, and she couldn't scream, she couldn't speak. She was so terrified. Her intuition kicked in so intensely because this man closed the window and she's like, it's not cold in here. Why does he need to close the window? He says, I'll be right back. I need to get something to drink. As he turned his back, she got up from her bed after being raped and beaten. She knew that he was going to kill her. somehow she made it behind him. She followed him as a shadow, and somehow she didn't make a peep. She didn't make a noise. So that day she was able to escape, but what if she listened to him? What if she let him manipulate her again? He already did it like 3 times. So imagine if he, you know, was able to do it that one more time, you know, that once more, you know?
Right.
So her neighbor, they always leave the door open. So she knew it was going to be open, and, you know, they happened to leave it open that day, and she signaled to them, you know, be quiet, don't say anything. And she called the cops, and that day her life was saved because she listened to her intuition. But it doesn't always turn out that way. Mm-hmm. Fear is always talked about in a bad sense, like, oh, you're so scared. No, don't be scared of everything. You know, oh, you're such a scaredy cat. You know, like, you hear all of these things. You hear people, you know, insulting others. You hear all of this. But if we listen to our intuition, our lives would be so much safer. Like, that book literally gave me a different perspective on everything. This could be with a person. This could be with a family member, a friend, an ex, you know, whatever. Don't cancel anything out. His law firm had a case, and a woman, you know, there was a complaint, and they tried to figure out who it was. And Gavin DeBecker was saying that, before you go to any law firm and you need help, he said that people end up telling me what the answer is, but he lets them, he says, if you want to give me your money, I'll take it, but you're the one that's going to be telling me the answer because you know the answer. Has there ever been a time in your life where you were saying, oh, I knew I shouldn't have done that, or I knew that I shouldn't have gave him that, or God, I shouldn't have went there. I knew it was going to be bad. You don't listen to your intuition, and it could get you killed. So I just wanted to talk to women. I mean, and men too. I don't want to cancel them out. Men, you know, women can be fierce, right? There are some women that can tackle a man down.
Right.
But I specifically want to aim towards women because I feel like we don't pay attention enough. As women, we're so easily manipulated, and myself included. Before I listened to this book, I listened to the audiobooks, bit of a bookworm. Uh-huh. Before I listened to that, I was just like, wow, he made a huge point. The woman that he was interviewing, that he had a case on, told him the answer, but because the person didn't seem like a mean person, or they didn't seem, you know, grumpy, she canceled that person out. A last note with this book, sarcasm. You have to watch out for sarcasm. So there was an employee that was fired, long story short, there was an employee that was fired, and the employee sent a box to what he thought was going to be the old owner, but it was a new owner. There was a box taped up like nobody's business. It had tape all over it. So a guy walks out of the room. He didn't want to seem like a chicken, so he made a joke of it. He said, haha, I'm going to leave now before the bomb goes off. So he thought it was a bomb, but to not get made fun of, so that his peers didn't make fun of him, he turned it into a joke and left. But because he listened to his intuition, the bomb did not kill him. It did kill his other coworkers, though.
It was a bomb.
Yeah, it was a bomb in the box.
Oh, my God.
So he listened to his intuition, and he said, I'm getting out of here. But had he, you know, stayed along, had he, you know, let me stay here because I don't want them to think I'm not cool.
Right.
So like men, we can't leave them out either. Like, you know, and that could have been a woman also, but in that scenario, it was a guy, and he says, let me get out of here before this bomb goes off. And there was a bomb in the box because the guy got fired and he left it for a previous boss, but it was a new owner.
Oh my gosh.
So he ended up killing the wrong person, I guess. But your intuition, it's intense. It's very much intense. And I just wanted to get that out to people, and I wish I could have got it out to them in this way.
I think you did, and I think you did now too. I mean, it's a very good point that really, people don't listen to themselves. We do, as a society, give these messages like, oh, don't be silly. Oh,
yeah, don't be silly.
You know, or
chicken.
Right. Or for women, it is true, yeah, that there's an undercurrent of you still be nice, to be a good girl, or to be socially approved as a woman.
Yes.
So there still is. I mean, we've made huge progress, but
there's still out there.
Yeah.
It's still out there, and I want to help women.
That's wonderful. Yeah. Well, I think the world needs you.
I hope they think they need me too. I want to do something for somebody. I mean, there has been times in my life where I didn't stand up for myself. So I want to make it so that other women do. Right. I've had men, you know, of higher authority pat me on my head, you know, like, you're a good girl, you know, like, and it's degrading. And it's just like, the next time that would happen to, you know, another girl, she can say, I don't like the way you done that. Or because, you know, I don't want her to think that, you know, if she stands up for herself, that she's snobby, or if you stand up for yourself, you're, you know, rude or a B.
Oh,
as the men love to throw that word out there, the B word, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's like, women, we have to like stand up for ourselves. And I'm hoping that I can give a woman or, you know, a mother, a wife, you know, anything, just some type of inspiration so that they can do it.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. So sort of like helping to empower women.
Empowerment, confidence.
Being themselves, being real and true.
Yeah, listening to yourself. Yes, definitely. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Well, that's awesome.
Thank you.
So on your blog, give us the, I know I want to tell everyone now that your Twitter address is at C Kinlaw, K-I-N-L-A-W 87.
Yes.
And you said that's everywhere. Like, is that?
Yeah, that's my blog too. So it's C Kinlaw 87. It's my first initial, last name in my birth year. So I try to make it easy for everyone because they don't know who I am. So I try to make it uniform.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it's ckinlaw87.com?
ckinlaw87.blogspot.com.
Blogspot.
Hopefully it'll be .com one day.
Gotcha. .blogspot.com.
Yes.
So I'm writing that down right now because
it's called A Teacher Called Life.
I encourage everybody to go and read you. So now let's talk about the blog a little bit. You said earlier that you're not getting any comments. How long have you been blogging?
Oh God, I just started. Let's see. I can actually tell you the first blog. What's my first blog date? It hadn't. I try to make topics that, you know, it's going to touch somebody. Like I have one called, the next one actually that I'm talking about is What Can Fear Do For You? But when I started, I started September 7th, actually, of this year.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yay. You're relatively brand new.
Yeah. Yes. Very new.
Yeah.
But I talk about, you know, women. How many times do you see, like right now, this right here, what we have, we're talking with each other. You saw something in me, so you reached out to me. But women don't do that anymore. Women do not do that anymore because of jealousy, or I don't want her to be better than me, or, you know.
That's true. But I will say, I always prided myself on being a good girlfriend. I'm a girl's girl. Like, I want.
That's what I want. You know?
And I want girls to feel safe with me.
Yeah.
Because we do need each other. We really do.
We do. And that's literally, people don't understand that if you work with someone, two minds are better than one. And it's unreal today. It really is. It's unreal today because everybody, you know, everybody's trying to get to the top. So nobody wants to help anyone. Another reader that I'm reading on, and I have him in my blog also, is Napoleon Hill.
Oh yeah. And I love Napoleon.
Do you? Oh my God. I love him and Andrew Carnegie. I'm actually listening to both of them.
Oh,
and
cool.
I'm supposed to be getting another book in the mail, Keys to Success.
Nice.
Law of Success. Like it's insane. Like he is amazing. And it's like, It's a different mindset. But if you see a woman and you know that she needs help, help her. Don't walk by. If you see a woman that's getting tormented or talked about, stand up for her. Don't ignore it. Like, it's not okay. Like, it's never going to be okay. But some women, they don't want to jeopardize themselves, or they don't want to get involved. Like, you know what I mean? And it's just like, I've always been a person that wants to help people. And it got to a point one time, it overwhelmed me because I was helping so many people at the same time. I am the oldest of four girls. Mm. So that can be intimidating, you know, trying to help them.
You know, that happens with a lot of any work that you do when you're helping other people.
Yeah.
You have to put the oxygen mask on yourself first. Because
Before you help someone else.
Right. If you get too...
You pass out, you can't help me.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you can only help so much.
Right.
Before it starts impacting you.
Yeah.
And some people, I work with people a lot that the creating boundaries to know, you know, look, I love you.
Yeah.
But I cannot do this.
Something that I have to work on.
I have to now say no.
Yeah.
With love.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I can't do that. Or I want to do that for you, but I cannot do that for you.
Right. I've always had an issue with that because I've always felt bad, or, you know, like that. That's another thing. It comes from, you know, your inner self to be able to say, I have to love myself before I love you, because if not, I can't help you at all. But my issue was, you know, I couldn't say no. So I want to help women to say no, because no is okay. You know, no is okay. It took me a long time to learn that. You know, but no is okay. And no is a complete sentence. So
yeah, right.
You're supposed to be able to say no without explaining yourself. And I just want to help women.
It can be really hard. Yes.
Yeah, extremely hard. It can be extremely hard. And it's easier said than done. But I want to help women say no without explaining. Just no, I can't. Not right now.
Right. So going back to the fear thing.
Yeah.
For a minute. So this is, if you have a topic, then do you write about it and you're going to start doing Periscope? Like, do you have a plan?
I try to, ADD is so disrespectful. It is so disrespectful. I told myself that I would do a vlog every day, but you know, some days you get sidetracked. So I started my newest post yesterday, actually, and I was supposed to finish it today, but then a million other things came about. So
I know. And yeah. Every day is a lot. I mean, every day,
yeah.
They say, and I...
Well, they're short ones. They're very short.
Right. Well, they say that if you write maybe five, then you can have them post, you know, once a day.
Oh, yes.
Get ahead of yourself. Like, you put them on a timer.
Yeah. I have something called every post that I use, but I use that for like Facebook and Twitter. And I try to put like an inspirational quote out. You know, I love Carl Jung. He is, if I can go back.
Best, isn't he? You read his book?
The Red Book, or which one?
Now look at me talking about reading his book. It's upstairs and I...
He's amazing.
I had to write a paper on it. It was about his life.
Yeah. He talks about dreams. I love him. Oh my God.
Oh, me too. He's my hero.
Yeah. Yes.
Subconscious.
Yes.
And a lot of my work is when I think about ADHD and about the subconscious.
Yes.
And the executive function. These are all subconscious processes. I mean, he was really, and people thought he was out of his mind a little bit, I think.
Him, Einstein, anybody that is overloaded with knowledge, people think that they're wackadoos. Like, they think that they're crazy, you know?
Right.
So Einstein was absolutely insane, but his knowledge level was just a lot faster. So people didn't, you know, people that weren't on his level of acknowledging things, they thought he was a weirdo. He's a wackadoo. He was a crazy, you know, but he's
the one that, don't they think that he probably had ADHD?
They say that, Albert Einstein, I believe it was, he's autistic. And I believe that he was, it might start with an A, Einstein. I can actually, this technology is the best thing in the whole world, and I'll get you that answer right now.
You're like, I'll look it up right here.
My brain. See, that's the cool thing. The cool thing about ADD and ADHD is that your brain goes a million miles a minute, so nothing is too intense.
I always say the fascinating thing for me is about the curiosity, because if you're curious about something, like, you will want to find out and you'll go down the path to find out instantly, like, oh, let's find out. Where when you don't have ADHD, you're like, yeah, I wonder about that. Oh, well, anyway, like, curiosity doesn't, you don't have to go engage with it.
He says that when you stop learning, that's when you die.
Well, there you go.
That's when you die. Some people think that you die when you are in a coffin. Einstein says that you die when you stop, when you think that you've learned everything. Right. There's some people that has, you know, you can't teach them anything because they're done, but you have to keep learning, keep going. And,
oh yeah. And staying curious is what really helps enable that.
Yeah.
So what'd you find out?
I'm still on it.
Was it Asperger's?
Asperger's syndrome. Yes.
Oh, okay.
He has Asperger's, and they call him a little bit autistic.
Yeah. But, yeah.
Yeah. He didn't really talk until, I believe, talk or walk until, I think he said it was about 2 years old. Mm-hmm. Like, he, Einstein, like, his learning just wasn't like ours. Like, we learned things, everything he had to take apart everything. Like, he had a sister, and he thought she was like a toy because he wanted to find her out. This was his toy, and that was his project.
Nice.
Einstein, Carl Jung, all of them, they think they're crazies, but they're beautiful people with beautiful minds. And if you took a second to, like, really learn from them, there's nothing that can stop you. People don't understand that the mind is the first thing, and it's the most powerful thing. It's more powerful than money. Like,
Yeah.
It's more powerful than money. What was the book that you were reading? You said that you were reading, Carl Jung.
Yeah. And now I feel like running upstairs to go and get it.
No, don't do that. I want to, when you have time.
Ooh.
Approaching the Unconscious.
Yeah. That's cool.
It is insane. He talks about dreams. He talks about the subconscious. He talks about all of it. And it's like, if you listen to it enough, you can train your subconscious, you know, like,
I know. I wrote a paper on him in college.
Oh my God.
I read this book, and I was like,
please post it in the group. You got me going.
Oh, I can do that.
Please post it in the group.
Yeah, I can post it in the group. I can post my paper too in the folder. So
I would love it.
It was, he's very inspiring.
Yes.
Absolutely. I'm with you. I love all that stuff. That's, you know, it's mystery.
Yeah.
But it can be like, it's like a puzzle. We can talk about it, though. It's very stimulating to talk about. I would love to be able to, you know, as you go through your blogging, like, check back with us and let us know what's going on with reaching out for people. I will retweet your stuff. I love to support, you know, my peeps. And I also love that you're out for a good cause. I will tell you something, though, that I've shared before on the show, but I'll share it again.
Aww.
And that is that when I started, I was talking to someone else one time that he's doing a blog.
Okay.
And he said, oh yeah, so how do you get people to engage with your stuff? And I was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
No one's engaging with my stuff. That's for sure. Because I was the same way. It took about, I want to say maybe 8 or 9 months before people started, you know, sharing and talking, before I got a comment.
Yeah.
People would see it. I even had a few people repost. But to actually leave a comment, to leave your footprint on my page, like I was here, and this is what I thought about.
And I want you to know I was here.
and because they have to leave, like, their email, I think, in order to be able to even leave a comment.
Okay.
So to get people to do that step, they really sort of have to get to know you. I mean, I think it's a relationship. They have to get to know you a little bit.
Yes. So
if you started like 2 months ago, you know, have just keep going. Cause just have faith that it's going.
Nothing.
If it was easy, for
everybody
me.
Would do it. Yeah. That is very true. I'm learning patience.
Yeah. Women's issues and women's like empowerment stuff is like a much more popular topic. Trust me, than ADHD.
So. Yeah. Yeah. But it's a lot of us out there though. It's a lot of us out there. I asked my mom, I'm like, why couldn't I have like acne or, you know, like a third eye or like a I don't know, like a third ear or something. Like you had to give me like a brain, you know, I believe that it's my dad, but I don't know. I hope that I don't pass it to my children. Although I have been seeing like little things, but I'm like, nope, he's six, not happening. Nope. He's going to be good when I got
six. You are really, really wonderful. So
Thank you.
Part of that wonderful comes from the way you think.
Yeah. I've always been different.
Then it's not a bad thing.
I've been told that I'm too nice. I've been told that there are women that ask me why I smile so much and, you know, what's wrong with you? Like, you're so stupid. Why are you always smiling? You know? And I had to tell myself, I said, you know what, being nice, it's not a bad thing. And
But I like that you're thinking about it more than, then that's the objective. Like I can be nice, but I can also be thoughtful and smart and listen to my intuition.
Yes. Yes. And people don't understand that. I said, I'm going to take my niceness and I'm going to touch the world with it. That's what I plan to do if I stop being so scared. See, this is a one-on, you know what I mean? Like there may be someone else listening, but I'm only looking at you. So it's like, you are so easy to talk to. Your personality is beautiful. Just like,
well, you too. And I do agree that when you're talking with someone, it does really help.
Just one person, right?
I know, but I give you so much credit because I'm telling you, I watched the Periscope. You're looking so straight in the screen. You had eye contact the whole time like this. You didn't stop. Yep. And it seems like it'd be annoying to read those.
A little, because you got to like really see, and my eyes are terrible.
but no, it was really, really wonderful. So you have a natural presence. You really do.
I've been told that, but I'm hoping that it'll rub off on some of the meanie pools out there.
I want
it to rub right off because it's like it's supposed to be okay to be nice as long as you're smart. Like if you talk to me polite, why can't I talk to you polite? You know, say hello to somebody when you're walking by them. Say good morning. It doesn't hurt and it costs you nothing. So it's like, come on, you have to do something. Like your hello might save someone's life. You don't know. So your good morning might save someone's life. You never ever.
Started thinking like that when I was getting jammed up. Like you get caught in traffic.
Yeah.
And then I said, you know what? For all I know, this is helping the world go around. Like now I'm going to be late so this other person can be on time, or maybe I'm saved from an accident because I'm not over there. I'm over here. Like,
right. Everything happens for a reason.
Who knows?
Yep. Everything.
You know, I know that sounds really woo woo and out there, but you don't know.
No, it's not with me. It doesn't. Not with me. It doesn't sound crazy. It's very true. Everything happens for a reason. Everything. So it's like, You create your own world. Napoleon says it. You create your own world. You think positive, you get positive. You think negative, guess what's coming on your door? You know, like, guess who's going to knock at your door, you know?
I love that saying, you find what you look for.
There you go. You know, and sometimes you don't want to find what you're looking for. You want the answer, but you don't want to know the truth.
It's like, so stop looking for that.
There you go. Stop knocking at the door. Somebody's going to answer one day. So it's like, come on. I'm very happy. And I'm Jenny, like you are, oh my God. Like,
oh, stop.
It doesn't even make sense. Like your personality, like everything, your group, like the questions you ask, like is beautiful. Like,
it's nice, right? It's a nice group.
Yes. I love your question.
I have a lot of fun in there and I hope people learn stuff, you know, but that's my, you know, like when I do coaching, obviously that's my living. I charge, you know, with that. But like, the group is free.
Yeah.
You know, this podcast is free.
Yeah.
Things I tweet, I retweet.
You retweet someone's tweet.
Yes. In order to freely keep, momentum for people. Like that's a, you know, cause I do enjoy, a social media. It's
a different experience. And
it is. So you're a brave girl doing the, I think though that you did really good and I think you should keep it up.
Thank you. I'm going to try.
You had 46 hearts.
I don't know. I barely saw them. I couldn't even think straight.
I was so nervous. I've seen people not get near that kind of love. So that's really, really impressive. And I really do encourage you to keep it up though. That was one thing I wanted to tell you was that I think that you're starting out, so you got to be patient, but you also, one day you said in the group, you go, okay, Jenny, come on, motivate me.
Yeah, because that's another thing. I don't know if it's an ADHD thing.
I was like, what?
But it's definitely a me thing. And what you often, okay, like how there was a girl that she needed help. Like she was reading a book and we were, you know, going back and forth and talking about our issues and, you know, there's a lot of things. Because sometimes I have friends that will literally, they will Google Jesus, like they will Google everything. And it's like, you can't Google everything because it's like, it could turn it around. But like,
yes, that in that particular instance, she's sharing something and scared about, about the opposite of what it was saying.
Yeah.
And I was like, people, let's read what it says. And it's saying,
you have to see if they have
the thing.
Right.
I know the science is dry. I get it. People don't want to read. They see a sensationalized title.
They see a cool title. It looks legit. So let's go buy it.
Oh, that must be it. And they don't even bother to read the whole thing. And
TMZ would love that. Like, yeah. They would go crazy. And I mean, you like, okay, there was one where you said, so let's play a writing game. And I didn't get to go on there yet. You said, let's play a writing game. I'll start. All you have to do is continue the story by adding one sentence. That is amazing. That is enough motivation. Like, come on.
And it was so funny. It's so funny.
I love it.
So I'm checking in the day and I'm like, look, everybody's like joining in. So
it's fun. I'm going to get up there too. I didn't get a chance to do that one, but I was reading the comments and I like, or I'll comment back. And there was one person that was saying that their medication was making them jittery. And I was just like, oh God, you know, like that happens to me sometimes. So I don't know if it's, you know, like if your body does get addicted to it or if your body, you know, I don't know, maybe sometimes during the day or if your medicines make you tired. But it's like sometimes where you kind of get the guinea pig feeling. And I kind of, some days I wrote up there, I don't know if you saw my comment, but I wrote up there some days that, you know, I wish that I never started. Because I tried to take myself off and that's a bad, bad thing. because you will literally feel like, you know, nothing. And I wrote that in the group, like Alzheimer's is knocking at my door. You know, like
when you see the difference of being on something that helps you focus. You go, wow, without it, I really am not focusing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I'm a security officer, so I have to remember faces and I have to remember if they live in the dorm that I'm at. So when someone that's lived there for a few months, you know, I ask them, can I see your ID? They're like, Candace, I live here. Are you joking? I'm like, you know what? And I joke about it. I'm like, oh, you know what? I have mommy brain. And I'm like, go ahead, honey, have a good night. Or I'll say it's been a long night, you know,
right.
Kind of brush it off, but it's like, don't ever stop. Like, I don't know.
You're looking, you're like, I swear I don't know you.
Oh, yeah. It's bad. Like, it's really bad. And I'm certain that I've probably seen them a million times. And it's just like, you know what, honey, it's been a long night and I'll just kind of like brush it off. But you are motivation. Like, I feel like if I look in the dictionary, I'm going to see your face.
Oh, well, you are so sweet. Thank you so much. Well, thank you so much for coming on today.
Yes, no problem.
So everybody go check out Candace Kinlaw at ckinlaw87.blogspot.com.
Thank you.
Or Twitter.
Yeah,
definitely leave her some.
I'm very approachable.
To let her know that you've been around her stuff.
Aww.
And we'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
All right. See you in the group.
That's it for the show, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. And whether you have ADHD yourself or live with or love someone who does or both, remember, we're all in this together and everybody benefits when we begin to see through the other's eyes.